dear family and friends, Ger Shenavtsin here, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'd like to share with you a Himmeldicke story of the Rebbe that I heard from the Bala Maisa, someone that was involved in the story, which took place over the last couple of months, and it came to a culmination last Friday. So, last Shabbos, Shabbos Parshas, Tazria Mitzoyra Tovshin Peihei, I spent with my son in the Yeshiva Gdoila in Brunois, which is a suburb of Paris, France. The Leil Shabbos, my wife's first cousin is married to the Mashpia of the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael Segal. So I was invited with my son to spend Suda Shabbos with the family. And we were going, he also invited a few other Bachrim to come to the Suda. One of those Bachrim, his name is Yehuda Rappaport, son of the Shluchim in Mekwan, Rabbi Menachem and Mrs. Rappaport. She's a Lipsker. He is a twin. He was by the Suda. And he turns to the Mashpia, Rabbi Segal, and he says, "Do you want to hear a story that culminated today with the Bochra Mifzoyim, that he himself was personally involved with?" He said, "Sure." So he tells him the following story. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah this year, Tovshin Peihei, and this Bochra, Yehuda Rappaport, went with another Bochra, his name is Mendy Bornstein. He is the son of the Shluchim in Goshen, New York, Rabbi and Mrs. Bornstein. And they went to the oil, and the Bocher Bornstein was a little bit ahead of him. And by the time he came out of the oil, so the other Bocher, Yehuda, was about to enter the oil. And Mendy Bornstein shows Yehuda Rappaport a text that he just got that moment as he left the oil. And he asked him, "What should I do about it? Vashtate, what does it say in this text?" It was someone from his Miftsoyim route in Paris. And the person tells him that in 1 hour from now, his wife has scheduled an abortion of their fetus, of the child that she's carrying, because the doctors have said that this baby has many illnesses, and therefore it probably will not live even very long, and it's worth to, so to speak, get rid of the child. And he's writing to this Bocher, you know, what should he do about it? The surgery is scheduled for an hour. His wife is already in the room of the surgery. So Mendy Bornstein turns to Yehuda Rappaport. He says, "What do I answer?" He says, "I don't know what to tell you, what to answer, but one thing we have to do is, the only thing we can do right now, we're standing right by the oil, is to go back and tell the Rebbe the story, give this Ibert zum Rebbe, give it over to the Rebbe, and that's the most that we can do, it's not in our hands." So that's what they decide to do, and they give over this story to the Rebbe, and get ready for Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei. The Bochum go back to the Miftsoyim after Tishrei, and every time they go on Friday, this person that sent them the text, he's not in the office, and the people in the office say that lately, the last couple of months, he's been going through a very difficult situation. He's, you know, he's not showing up. He's not himself. So these boys did not see this guy for months at a time, until last Friday. Menachem Bornstein, Mendy Bornstein, walks into the office. The guy gives him a big hug. He's there, and there's actually a picture of this hug. And he tells them, "Rabbi, you mamish changed my whole family. You saved my family. Thank you so much." Now, Mendy had no idea what happened from when he got the text, when he gave it over to the Rebbe. The guy tells him like this: "I text you that the surgery is going to happen in an hour, and my wife is in the room of the surgery. Mamish, a few minutes later, my wife, on her own, jumps up from the table and tells the doctor she decided not to go ahead with the surgery. And she ran out of the hospital. And she went into hiding, even from her husband. Why? Because there's rules in France that the surgery could only be done in a certain earlier stages of the pregnancy. So she's hiding out so that no one can convince her to do the surgery. She decides she's holding on to this baby. A few months later, she tells the husband that now that the baby is going to be born, she realized that the baby is probably going to have those defects. She doesn't want anything to do with this child. And therefore, when she'll let him know when she gives birth, and he should come pick up the baby, so that the week that the baby is suffering until the baby dies, which according to the doctors would be like a week, so he'll deal with the baby. So sure enough, a little while later, he gets a call from his wife that she's ready to give birth, and she should come in a few days to pick up the child, which is going to be sick, and she doesn't want to deal with it. He comes to the hospital, and he's expecting to pick up the sick child, and he tells these bachrim, "I can't believe it. The child is 100% healthy, everything is well, and my wife came home," and he says, "You saved my wife, you saved my child, you saved my marriage, you saved my family." And they explained to him that they were just the shluchim to give over his name to the Rebbe, and once it's given over to some Rebbe, then it's on a whole different level. This is the story with the names, and I found it very, very inspiring.